Let's bring in now the legal representative then of the respondent, a lawyer of Colin Sidibe. That's the legal attorney there giving us a perspective of where things are when it relates to Colin Sidibe's fate, and then let me try and dial him in and try and bring him. That's Ndumiso Mkhombe of the Mkhombe and Mthiyane attorneys. There's one of the directors there who joins us now in conversation. Brandu, good evening.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
No, I'm well, man. I'm very well.
What's up,
man? I understand that you represent Colin Sidibe in this matter. Give us a sense. The applicant says that you filed just at the eve of today's court appearance. What sort of documents would you then file that you then go to court today and ask for somewhat of a postponement to then, convene at the latter date and the latter time in coming to the realization of this?
My brother, maybe I should start by stating that whatever that the learned colleague has alluded to in the interview with yourself is disappointing because it's so inaccurate. But with your permission, I'll just give you a brief background of why we find ourselves where we are, and I'll explain what happened. You will understand, you will recall that the complainant had approached the court on the 7th of February to obtain an interim interdict, remember, an interim protection order.
So I do.
And yes. And that order called upon the respondent to come and show cause on the 12th of March 2025. When we arrived in court on that day, the complainant or applicant, if you will, was not represented. So the matter on that day, it was postponed firstly because we normally say it's postponed for attorney. It was postponed for the complainant's attorney or applicant's attorney because he needed to instruct attorneys to or legal representatives to assist him in this matter. So we postponed it then. It was postponed to the 26th of March. On the 26th of March, the complainant came to court accompanied by the correspondent attorney instead of his attorney of record.
Yeah, sure.
Meaning the attorney that he instructed in Johannesburg did not avail himself on the 26th of March. Okay. Instead, he asked the correspondent, which is a lawyer here in Nelspruit, to go to court and indicate and place him on record as the attorney of record. But that attorney could not proceed with the matter as well. And then the court obviously asked all the parties to determine the suitable date in respect of the for trial purposes. Now, the attorney of record of the complainant, through his correspondent attorney, settled for the date of the 4th of June, which is today. We are postponing the matter in March, and they approached the court on agent basis. His lawyer is postponing the matter to 4 June. He says that's the only date when he's available. The court gave us options, a number of dates. We were available. We said those dates were suitable, but the complainant's attorney said he was not available on those dates. He was only going to be available on the 4th. So now, before we could come back to court on the 4th, I received a call from the complainant's lawyers to the effect that they want to file a supplementary affidavit.
Sure.
And this communication was on the 28th of May. 28th of May, that is last week, Wednesday. And then they sent me a draft of that supplementary affidavit that they want to file. Remember, the affidavit only becomes a statement made under oath once once it's signed and commissioned.
Sure.
So the one that is not signed and commissioned is just a draft.
Sure.
But then they only managed to serve and file the signed and commissioned supplementary affidavit on the 3rd of June, which is yesterday.
I see.
They want to supplement their papers. The official document is coming on the 3rd of June, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you want to give them grace and say, okay, they filed it, they served it on 28 May, which mm-hmm. is, which by then it was not signed.
Sure.
Still, that's just 3 days before the 3rd.
Sure.
If, especially if you take into account that, obviously, we have to exclude the weekends.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
Now, yeah, so the matter, remember, it's supposed to go to court on the 4th of June.
Yeah.
And the complainant or applicant is filing papers to supplement his papers mm-hmm. on the 3rd of June. What should happen? Remember, now that he's supplementing his papers, it means the respondent must now address the issues raised in the supplementary affidavit.
Sure. Are they,
it's not that we are. So it's not like we are. It's not like it's not. It's not that we are. We are filing random papers all of a sudden on the 3rd of June. No, they filed papers to supplement their own papers. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been any need for us to file any further papers.
Sure.
Had we just approached the court on the basis of the interim order that the court has granted.
Yeah. On this supplementary,
you have to come and show court.
Yeah, on this supplementary application, are they filing new evidence?
Of course.
Yeah, I see.
Yes.
So now you have to also respond.
Yes,
to
now
the
you must file an answer.
Sure.
In respect of the new allegations and the new evidence that was presented.
Mm. So the postponement you asked today was to address that point, to say we have not seen this particular evidence. We need to respond adequately to it.
We need, amongst others, yes, we have prepared an answer, but we need also to attach our documents in support of the arguments. Remember, the court decides on evidence, not just the allegations that we make. So my client can say whatever that he says, but he must also then attach whatever that he wants to use in support of his allegations.
Mm. So why was why was then the statement made that you are the ones that filed yesterday? Because it gave the impression that they were up on board and you were not.
My brother, apart from, you see, the only thing I can think of is that maybe that's the version that he told his client.
I see.
I mean, if it makes them sleep at night. But honestly speaking, the version I'm giving you, even if you approach the court for the record, that's what you're going to find. What has necessitated the filing of further documents is that the complainant or applicant himself is the one that has filed documents to supplement his own papers.
Mm.
So, obviously, in all fairness, the court could not have ruled that we must proceed without giving the other party an opportunity to respond in as far as those allegations, and sufficiently so. Because even though there is an answering affidavit, we are saying, no, we want to supplement that answering affidavit according to the rules, we are supposed to be given a certain amount of time to respond.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are supposed to respond in such truncated timeline.
Yeah. Brando,
you understand?
Yeah.
So, to the instruments of the respondent. So the court would not allow that.
I hear you, my brother. They have it, Domiso Mkombe of the Mkombe and Mtiani attorneys, the representing Colin Sidibe. In the case versus the service provider at the Department of Education. Really appreciate you, my brother, for making time to speak to us this evening.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
Sure.